Let us now join our hearts and our minds in the prayers of the church. I ask everyone here in the in-person worship to rise. In our prayers today, we are going to uplift some praises in the congregation. What has happened? One is the birth of little Maya to Andrew and Emily Flanders Schwartz. That happened this past week. I understand mom and baby are doing well and healthy, and so we're celebrate with them, as well as Mike and Elaine Schwartz. Also in our prayers this week, we're going to uplift Don Lewin. He's new to our list, who is under hospice care. He is the father of Linda Sherman at Peace. And we'll also uplift our blood drive that will be in our building this Friday, August 14th. Let us pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, who laid the foundations of the earth and set bounds and limits to all things, we give you thanks for your glorious creation, including the creation of our own bodies and souls. In our sin, we earned for ourselves death, and creation itself was subjected to futility. But in your Son, you have come down to us to grant us forgiveness and new life. Help us to live in righteousness through faith in him. Lord, in your mercy. O God, our King, you are the Lord of all peoples, nations, and tribes. Grant wisdom and truth to all who rule this land, that they may serve faithfully to promote all that is good and right, and to prevent and punish evil. Wherever our courts or laws are unjust and contrary to your will, reform them for your mercy's sake. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, when the woman in Mark 5 ran out of resources to assist her, your Son supplied to her what she needed. So also aid those who are sick in body or mind, those who suffer trials of faith, and those who grieve. We especially remember today Kai, Haley, Sandy, Dylan, Christian and Svenja, Andrew, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Rick, Rich, Don, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Tom, Janine, Sue, Art with upcoming surgery this week, Kathy and Jerry, Kathy as she recovers from surgery, Derek, Blake, Barry and Betty, especially for the gift of life for little Maya to Andrew and Emily. Pray for safe transition home for Andrew and Emily, for Andy, Greg, Gerald, and Bonnie, Mike Crocker recovering from surgery, Ruth, Chris and her family, Carla, Dawn in hospice care, Jake, Brian, and Bobby and Alexi, Jonathan Holroyd, Melody, and Brad. Lord, we also thank you for the opportunity to serve our community, the people right around us. We pray that you'd bless those that are donors and those who volunteered our blood drive this week, that what is done is to the glory of your name and in service to others. Lord, we pray that you let any of the sufferings of these individuals lead not to doubt, but to the confession that Christ truly is your Son and that in him we have salvation. Lord, in your mercy, it is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.